right. It's well, it's officially 11 o'clock. You're listening to Cajun, your Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KJNU.org. And it's time for Under the Floorboards. Yes, this is Stephen Wright. Floorboards will go to approximately midnight. So we got to find stuff to play, though. That's the hour-long filler. So we'll try to get to that. I guess most people are familiar with this background music I'm playing right now. We'll be right back.
just trying to have a little talk. I'm old enough now.
You're a happy boy.
Sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years. It'll be worth it.
Thank you. People making contributions to KGNU now through July 11th are automatically entered into a drawing to win a 3-day pass with camping to Folk Festival at Planet Bluegrass, August 13th, 14th, and 15th. All current Solar members are automatically entered as well. This is the last drawing offered during our summer mini drive, so now is the time. Make an additional contribution, upgrade your Solar, or become a new or renewing member today. That's 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org.
Thank you. I am the prize. I am genuine. I am real. I genuinely care about others. I love meeting new people. Everyone I surround myself with is happy. I love myself. I express unconditional love everywhere I go. I love my life. Listening. I love women. I am attractive. Women love me everywhere I go.
Hey, that's Kid 606. Kid 606, a live set. I think it fits in with this show, but hopefully he's not getting to the adult section of the show. Anyway, we started out with been borrowing these artists from another radio station, WFMU. I can't say it's on Thursday afternoons. We started out with Asian Woman on the Telephone. It's the name of the band there. And You Have Reached Your Destination. That's the release. And the track we heard, it was Da Da Beast. And a track from, I believe this is the latest release from Nurse with Wound, but it's hard to keep up with these guys because they put out a lot of music. This one's entitled Automating Volume 1. The track we heard was Dueling Banjos. And then Chris Carter with This Train. I guess it's self-titled release. There was just one track that I found. And Their Teeth. 2 points. Alright, so that's quite a unique name for a band. And that's on the album We Raise the Children to Speak Backwards. The track we heard was Even as the Dogs Are Barking. Alright, so it's 11:40. Late Saturday night going into Sunday morning here in a few minutes, 20 minutes. Well, looks like we pretty much reached the goal for the summer drive. But you can always call. Somebody will take your pledge. Or you can pledge online. The number for the Air Studio is, or to make a pledge, is 303-442-4242. I'm not sure if I'm going to play another 20 minutes of this. What the hell? Kid 606. Well, he forgot the middle number there. It should be Kid 666. He's more scary stuff. All right, so yeah, so we're just about done with floorboards here. Reality Radio. I forgot what the last one was for. Reality Radio Show. All right, whatever. We'll be coming up at midnight shortly.
I'm Hey, everybody. You are listening to Real Reality Radio on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 1390 AM, 88.5 FM, 93.7 up in Nederland. We're...
if the wind hasn't blown the dead guy down Boulder Canyon, and up in Ward, where tetanus is a way of life. You can also listen to us online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page, even though we never check it. KGNU. And we're still setting up. And here we go.
It is the second Saturday of the month, and it's past midnight when the quality of community-supported alternative radio DJs and janitorettes
goes to pot.
Or gets much higher, depending upon how you see it.
Gets much higher.
You're listening to Real Reality Radio, and coming up in this episode, teenagers mauled by sharks. Is yet another English king buried in a parking lot? Australians that eat glass. And did three Bronze Age super studs father two-thirds of modern Europe's population? Stay tuned, that's coming up. Also tonight we have militant vegan Chernobyl Antonov will eat oats.
That's right.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah.
Also, the shaven head, muscle bound monster, the mosh pit, cleans a pistol.
Yeah, I do.
And in turn, Landon takes a Bible quiz.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, but I'm down.
Yet again. So, you didn't do any of your Bible reading for this quiz?
No, I've read Revelation before. It's awesome.
Okay, well, I actually did not go to a prefab quiz this time. I watched a TV show on the Revelation, and that's what my questions will be based off of, intern Landon.
Well, cool. Like, I hope it'll be relevatory.
Well, hopefully it'll also be a challenge to you. Intern Landon has slam-dunked every single Bible quiz we've given him because he spent 12 years growing up in fundamentalist Christian schools.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, and hats off to DJ Zenjan Tourette's, who engineered a system to keep our special guest DJ for tonight comfortable.
Yes, yes.
What he did was that he unscrewed the end of the emergency fire system within the studio here and put a shower head on it.
Yes, so the fire system is technically down. Don't start any fires.
Well, hopefully the...
I can't promise
hopefully
that.
We won't get electrocuted with all the electricity and the water coming together. But that's because, as an added bonus tonight, we have our guest DJ, the guy who once almost accidentally played the wimpiest song ever aired on Real Reality Radio. He is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I hate that guy.
You know what? We had a bad run-in with the creature like 6 months ago or so. We hired him to take us down the Amazon River on a tubing trip. Remember that, intern Landon?
Yeah, tubing's fun.
Except the creature was kind of a jerk. He slew an intern.
Yeah.
He drank about 48 Amendment 64 sodas.
Yeah.
Then he got us all lost and then announced that unless we doubled the fee we were going to pay him, he wasn't going to take us down the Amazon River after all.
That guy's a jerk. Why do we bring him back?
Sounds like a man after my own heart.
The worst part of it all is the creature from the Black Lagoon is truly a wimp. And I have proof of it here. We're going to play this from the last show. What happened was he played a song that was really bad. He played George Michael's Christmas song. Here's what happened. Sorry, creature from the Black Lagoon. We are being diverse. Don't get angry with me. Chernobyl is the final word in what is played here and what is not played here. Well, even Zenjan has had his records taken off. And Landon, too, and myself as well. You're not being...
That song sucked. Don't play that again.
You know what? Chernobyl is the final word here. Don't give me the diversity argument, okay? This is not a matter of diversity or non-diversity. This was a crummy song. And plus, you should thank Chernobyl.
Two Jack Blabbit holds the award for playing the wimpiest song ever. I played Simply Red on our second show.
That song by Elmo was pretty wimpy, too.
You don't want the distinction of playing the wimpiest song. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, tonight we're going to find out if the Creature from the Black Lagoon is going to earn the distinction of playing the wimpiest song ever. I don't know what we can expect from him. Creature, what do you got lined up for us tonight? Okay, that sounds pretty good. What can we expect down the line besides wimpy songs? Okay. Well, look, as a gift tonight, we're going to let you kick off tonight's show. And here's the dealio. Chernobyl is the final word in what gets played here and what does not get played here. You don't make snuff, you're out the door. You understand that, buddy? Don't menace me. All right, Chernobyl, are we ready with the creature?
Yeah, let's go live.
All right, let's play number one, The Creature, to hear what kind of music he thinks would work great on Real Reality Radio.
This is the best he could do.
See the tree, how big it's grown.